Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast. What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I am presently working from home under this new quarantine shelter in place, essential services activated only situation that we're living through here in the year of our Lord 2020. I personally think this is going to change America in ways that we're not sure of yet. And I am a fan of unintended consequences. I mean, after all, we are an unintended consequence of what some to believe a meteor striking the earth and killing the dinosaurs, which allowed a small, insignificant primate to evolve into what we are today. I'm a fan of social distancing. I believe people be getting too close anyway. Maybe back 300,000-400,000 years ago, well, probably even less than that, probably 20 or 30,000 years ago, physical touch helped in our evolution, in our development as a social species. There are less conscious animals who also engage in some of the activities that we as higher consciousness human beings do: play, grooming, displays of emotion, sadness, and the such. So I don't think these things are exclusive to human beings. I'm just rambling. And if you notice, and let me check here because I almost can't believe it myself. If you notice, the phone ain't ringing, which is kind of scary. The phone ain't ringing. It looks like a few of my colleagues are on calls right now. I got an email I need to handle. But just working from home, zero commute, I like it. Went to the grocery store yesterday. Had to stand in line for a little bit. I employed the shopping cart behind me method to keep people from getting too close. Because the person in front of you, you can control. You can maintain that distance. But human beings just, you know, without intention, just, you know, without thinking, they just kind of, you know, let their mind wander or whatever, will just get too close to you. And too close is purely subjective. This is purely on me. I know I'm going overboard with it. I know I'm taking it to another level, as I do just about everything I do. I overthink it and overdo it. Oh, it's showing too much. Okay, see, I got this stuff on the screen. Let me take that down so my glasses don't be all shiny. So I can take my glasses off too. I can do that. How's that? Is that bottle? Is that the bottle? These are my home glasses. These used to be my favorite pair, actually. These are my favorite pair. I paid $6.95 for these off Zini, but they broke. Oh, wow. So they broke. So I had to put, you know, can you see that? I had to put that on there. So I just leave them here at home. And the ones that I leave them sitting right here that I watch TV in. And the ones that I watch TV, used to watch TV in, I got rid of them. They were too scratched up and stuff, you know. But anyway, I got a bill. AMR, American Medical Response, from Akron, of all places. Look at that, Market Street in Akron, Ohio. For the services that they rendered me on for the services they rendered me on February 17th when I was rushed to the hospital from San Francisco International Airport right off the airplane. $3,138. I submitted it to my insurance, so we'll see what they say. And funny too, my insurance, I don't know if I should tell y'all this, but they sent me a check for $1,000 to pay somebody, and I don't know who to pay. It says here, we've attached a check for blah, blah, blah. This is what we owe you for a recent doctor or facility visit. Services provided by Empire Health. Okay. I look on the back. The doctor or facility is Mills Peninsula Emergency. And that's the, wow, Mills Peninsula Emergency. And it's an Arcadia address, which is down here. Everybody is just everywhere. And this probably leads me to a nice segue of working remotely. You don't have to work anywhere near where you work at. Or you don't have to work anywhere near where you're providing services. Who keeps calling me, sending me stuff? Oh, I am working. I am supposed to be working. I am working. Let's see what we got. GSO. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm working. Oh, you know what else too I've been doing? Broccoli stalks. I took the slices. See, I gotta look over here to see myself. Because this is the work on this screen. Is all the work. And I got this computer. My main computer that I do all my recording and all that stuff on is on this monitor over here. So basically, I'm recording with the camera from here. I got two webcams up there. One for the home computer. One for the work computer because we're going to have a video meeting at 3:30 today. So I got to look over here to see me. So I'm actually just, you know, try not to look over there all the time. But anyway, what was I saying about the broccoli stalks? Broccoli stalks is good. And what I have is Dijon mustard. I put like a little drop, a little blob of Dijon mustard and a little blob of Thousand Island dressing. And I kind of dip the broccoli in it and the stalks and the tops. And drink lots of water. And drink lots of water. Anyway, I kind of wanted to take a call for y'all. But it looks like that is not enough. And I know I care, even if you're not there. Open up your heart to me. I try to do the best I can for you, but it seems that it's not enough. A few days ago, this phone was ringing constantly. Phone would be like, ding, ling, 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 ling. And when it starts doing that, that's when you'd be like, look, I got to figure out a plan to get out for off these phones. I need to start studying for my test, too. I got to take a word expert test. See, now I got another computer over there. Got my laptop right here. Got the keyboard for my main computer right here. That's the screen for my main computer. This is the screen for the work computer, and the laptop for the work computer is a yoga. So I got it bent backwards like that and propped up. It's like, you know, usually it's like this, right? And this is the screen and this is the bottom, but I got it bent back. So it's like this. So the screen is here and it's back. The keyboard is actually in the back and it's propped up. So I have two screens because I have to have more than one app running to, you know, facilitate the needs of the callers. That's what I do. That's what I do. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm just talking. I hope it come out. I hope it comes out. Yeah, we're forever changed. It's working remotely. I think it's going to be such a big hit, or it's going to be so successful that they're going to find out that they don't want to, that they, a lot of people can save money and they'll be able to implement this in the long term in a bigger, let me put that down. You don't want to see all that flashing in my eyes. See that? See, can you see that flashing in my eyes? In my eyes. I can't minimize that. Okay. If I cut it off. So if I cut it off completely, how about that? Is that better? If I just cut that off completely, might as well. Then I'm going to come, get a call. I'll cut it back on real fast. This is my vitamins. Want to see my vitamins? D3. Doctor told me I need to take... Uh-oh, here's a call. Y'all ready for this? Watch this. Technology support. This is Jeff. How can I help you today? Bingo, bang, boom. Knock that out. Hey, what happened? Knock that out. Something happened? Hey, did something just go down? Looks like I'm getting a call. Technology support. Did something just happen here? It looks like... Hold on. Look like I got a drop call. It wasn't on me. I didn't do nothing. Looks like I got a drop call. Those happen. It didn't register on my in my service queue, so it must have got dropped really quick. Yep, dropped. Anyhow, that's what we do. That's what I do. Technology support. My name is Jeff. How can I help you today? Working remotely all around the world. Talking to people from all around the world. They call. They need help. I'm here for them. What can I do to make things... Let me see. I got my music over here. Let me see if I can fire up my music. How about that? You think I can fire up my music? Recent projects. Let's see what I was working. You know, I put the solid state drive in this computer. Fast. Things load up so fast. This thing boots up fast. I love it. Fast. It's fast. Okay. It's doing video over there. It's loading up the track over there. Some track I was messing around with. Got one mic coming in through here. Stereo. Mono. Can you hear anything? Oh, I got it. Do I got it turned? Oh, I got it turned down. All right. Here's what we're going to do it like this. See if this will work. I'm going to have to turn it up a little bit. Let's see. Okay. Watch. It's going to be too loud. Oh, what's going on? Hey, what's going on here? What's going on here? Can y'all hear that? Probably shouldn't have that vocal on there. It's the vocal might not be ready for what we're doing. Got a call. Technology support. This is Jeff. How can I help you today? Handling another call is what I do. I'm pretty good at this. Been doing it for 5 years. I guess I better be good. Getting comfortable with it. Still get edgy though. Still get like you know, still feel that, you know, not nervousy, but the adrenaline goes up when the call comes in. Because the challenges are real. The challenges are real. I got to go to the bathroom. Hold on. Also, you see these headphones I'm wearing? These headphones? These things are good. These are Jabra Evolve 75s. Over-ear noise canceling. You take them off, you just can't hear nothing. It's like magic. See, watch. As soon as I put them on, all of a sudden, as soon as you take them off, you know, that was an illusion. And this microphone, and they're wireless. You just click here, answer the phone if you're running around. And they usually work from my desk into the kitchen at work. And from here, I can like walk into the kitchen, be in the bathroom, whatever, phone ring, click, technology support, and do what I got to do. What was I talking about before this? Oh, I was playing some music for y'all, wasn't I? How's that music sound? That music sound all right? I bet you it's probably not loud enough. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey, and I could actually Bluetooth these. I could actually connect my laptop to these headphones, and work it will still be connected, so I could like listen to music and stuff on my computer, and as soon as a call come in, toop, takes it off. Anyhow, let me handle this. Let me process this ticket. Yeah. And I also like to be update 13.4 upsir user da da da. I don't want to give out any information about our users, as you never know. So I just try to keep it platonic. Let me look and see how long this coworker's been on. Wow, this dude been on the phone for 30 minutes. Must be a printer install. Yeah, must be a printer install. I got to handle this ticket too. All right, let me handle this ticket. This should be enough. I think y'all got enough of this. I think y'all got enough of this for today. Not for today, but for now. For now, for now. Let me drink water. Probably drink 2 or 3 of these a day. Tap water. I don't give a damn. Tastes the same to me. 12:01. See, and in my phone, I have a bunch of alarms set already. Because what I wanted to do was get into the habit. See, like I have an alarm at 8:00. That's when I get up. At 9:27. If I leave the house at 9:05 and I walk into the 9:27 alarm, if I walk back, I'll get back home at 9:50, which will give me time to log in and do my work. So I got this one. So the plan is to leave at 9:05 every day, walk until this alarm, and then turn around and walk back the same way I came. And usually I get back too early and I walk a little extra. So that when I walk in, I get about 40 minutes of walking in steps, probably close to 4,000, 5,000 steps. The next alarm is at 12:53. This is for my 15-minute break. So if I would take my break about 8 minutes before 12:53, at 12:53, when this alarm goes off, I turn around and walk back home, and I should get back just about in time for my 15-minute break. The other alarm is at 3:15. I have to take lunch 5 hours after I start. It's California law. So I have to if I start at 10, I got to take lunch at 3. So at 3:00, I take lunch. I walk for 15 minutes and turn around and walk back. I'll get back at 3:30, be my half hour lunch. And then I guess this alarm yesterday, I did at 4:59. That's the final break. I take a break at like be 4:52 and walk for 7 minutes, be 8 minutes, be 4:59. As soon as this alarm goes off, turn around and walk back. Come back in, punch in, blah, 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 blah. Anyhow, that's just how that is. How about that? How about that? How about that? All right, I think that's enough for y'all. Ain't it? I think it is. See how this thing is on? See, I don't like it when it's all in my face, you know. See, I got to turn down the. What I realized too is the. Here we go again. Technology support. This is Jeff. Technology support. This is Jeff. How can I help you today? That caller was from London. And yes, they do speak with that British accent, some of it more heavy and deeper than others, to the point that even though they are speaking English, you can't understand them. And us either. Also, I also noticed that when talking English to certain people in my life, it's best if I slow it down a little because I can run my words together. You know, we get used to talking to each other. You run your words together. And they don't quite catch it. And they don't quite get it. And you have to repeat yourself. And that's always fun. It is. Anyway. How long I've been? 21 minutes. Damn. 21 minutes. 21 minutes. Ooh. 21 minutes. So I'm looking back through the things that went on today. Wow, how'd they do that? What the heck is that? Whoa. Whoa. Could post all that in there? Whoa. Guess that didn't work. Looking through all the chat room, all the texts around the world. It's one thing about working remotely like this. There's chat rooms and electronic communications now. Got us all in a group. And we are chatting. You know, everybody's sitting in their living room or wherever they're working from home. But we're all connected, you know, and sharing information. And it's kind of, I like it, you know. I like it. Anyway, I've been talking too much. If that's possible. If that is humanly possible, I've been talking too much. It might not be. It might not be. It might not be. It might not be. Watch this. I got my keyboard over there. Let me see if I can do something real quick just to mess with y'all. Oh, do I got it turned down? I'm gonna turn it up some, see if y'all can hear it. Can you hear that? See, and also this, my Cubase has a retrospect recording. So even though I was just playing like that, it keeps a copy of it. And as soon as I learned how to do retrospect recording, let me see what it says. Insert as linear recording. I see it just recorded what I did, even though I was just playing and it wasn't recording. And I got a copy of it. Let's see, watch. See, it made a copy of that recording. Mm-hmm. I hear something in there. Can you hear something? I heard something there. Dun, 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 dun. My people bugging me. My people bugging me. Technology support. This is Jeff. How can I help you today? All right, where was I? What was I doing? Oh yeah, I was doing this thing I heard. Did y'all hear that? I heard it. I heard it. Did you hear it? I heard it. Did you hear something? Watch. I can hear it. Can you hear it? Anyway, that's enough. That's enough. I said that's enough. All right, y'all. I'm done. Peace. And hair grease. Chicken grease. Chicken. Fry me some chicken.
Jeffrey.
Fry me some chicken. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey.